Welcome to SoundWatch, a science podcast dedicated to communicating ecological issues and relevant research to Southeast Alaska. SoundWatch is comprised of students from the University of California, Santa Cruz, studying the effects of global change on the unique marine ecosystems here in Sitka.
Hi, this is Jen,
Helena,
Augustina,
and Sarah.
And we're here in Sitka from the University of California, Santa Cruz. We're here today to talk about ocean acidification. What have you guys heard about it?
Thank you, Jen, for that intro. The only thing I've heard about ocean acidification is that my juicy, meaty crab is getting smaller. I'm a starving college student and need the best bang for my buck.
Aren't we all?
I also need the best bang for my buck, Sarah. And some people say that size doesn't matter. But for the ecosystem, the economy, and our satisfaction, I think we all know that it does.
It does.
Okay, so how exactly is the ocean becoming more acidic?
Well, all of our carbon emissions from burning fossil fuels are increasing the carbon in our atmosphere, which has become absorbed into the ocean and making the water more acidic.
Am I getting this correct that the ocean is actually absorbing carbon dioxide from the air?
Yes.
Exactly. I think of it like carbonation in soda or beer. To make these bubbly, you have to pump carbon dioxide into them, which makes them more acidic than regular water.
That's okay. A good analogy.
Yeah. Since you can carbonate soda in a matter of seconds, is this a fast process in the ocean as well?
No, because the ocean is so big that this happens at a very, very slow rate. However, it is extremely hard to stop it from happening.
I think it's crazy that this process is happening as we speak.
Oh, absolutely.
As we increase our carbon emissions by powering our houses, flying airplanes, and driving boats and cars, the ocean is absorbing more and more of these emissions. But the largest contributor of carbon emissions has to be the huge industries and manufacturing companies.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So all these human activities are pumping tons and tons of carbon dioxide into the air, making the water more acidic. Lemons are also acidic, so if the ocean is becoming more acidic, will the fish just be cooked by the acid like they are in ceviche?
Not quite. I do love ceviche, but it has to do more so with an animal's ability to build their shells. As the ocean becomes more concentrated with carbon, the carbon reacts with water, changing the ocean's chemistry. This takes away minerals available to animals like mussels, clams, oysters, and crabs to build their shells.
Okay, let's talk about food again because it's a topic I understand really well and I'm getting hungry. So I know some of the main things that people fish for here in Alaska are salmon, shellfish, groundfish, and herring. Will these tasty fish suffer in more acidic conditions?
I hope not. Mm-hmm.
Well, you said it'll be harder for crabs to make their shells, but the fish might be okay because they don't have shells, right?
I wouldn't really say that, Jen. Salmon, for example, eat a lot of small crabs and critters that may be severely impacted by the changes in the ocean. Mm-hmm. So if the salmon aren't getting enough food, they're going to suffer, which is going to make us suffer since we won't have enough left for us to catch and eat.
Wow. So changes in acidity are making it harder for these animals to build their shells.
Right.
But Helena, I also heard that more acidic conditions can actually change an animal's behavior, such as how quickly animals can escape their predators. Hmm. Can you talk about your research that you did while you were here in Sitka?
Yeah, I would love to. I just conducted a behavioral research project here to see if pinto abalone's behavior changes in higher acidic conditions. Hmm. We wanted to know if abalone's will react the same way to creatures that eat them in the predicted future ocean conditions as they do in current conditions.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, what are the results so far?
Well, we've actually seen really odd behavior happening with abalone in higher acidic conditions. And this really concerns us, leaving us with a lot of unanswered questions.
Those poor baby pintos.
Yeah.
I also heard that ocean acidification is linked to global warming, though. Is that true?
Well, scientists say that ocean acidification is climate change's evil twin, because they both come from the same source, which is carbon emissions building up in the air and in the ocean.
Right, okay. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I love the outdoors. So the health of the ocean is really important to me and to so many people here in Alaska, especially to those that rely on the ocean to put food on the table.
Yeah, it's definitely really important.
Yeah, exactly. And for people all over the world, too, the entire ocean is becoming more acidic. It's not just a local issue.
Right, of course. It's all connected. But I know we can definitely vote for people who are taking action towards fighting climate change. Showing up to city council meetings and voicing our concerns is a great place to start.
Yeah.
Exactly. I agree, Augustina. I was speaking to some Sitkins about this issue, and they said when they have spoken to their representatives, the representatives said they hear least from Alaskans about climate change, even though studies have shown that Alaska is seeing changes faster than other parts of the world.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, climate researchers have shared that the best way to take action and make change towards a better future is by making climate change a regular topic in our conversations.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think awareness is really important. And it's good to talk about how the ocean is getting more acidic, especially since it's something that we're not really physically seeing all the time.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast about ocean acidification. We are super grateful that you have let us into your beautiful community here in Sitka, Alaska. And we hope that you can go home and share with your family and friends a little bit about ocean acidification. This has been Sarah,
Jen,
Helena,
and Augustina, signing off.
Thank you.